Thanks for listening to BS and Beer Media. This podcast is about fantasy football.
More fantasy football talk about week one's games coming up. But first, DJ, hit that track. It's the Frenemies Podcast back with part two, going through week one. And we've got Baltimore at the Jets. Lamar Jackson comes in as the number four ranked quarterback. And his go-to guy, Mark Andrews, is ranked as the number two tight end. Kyle, can we trust this Baltimore passing game?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling Lamar. I've always liked him as a quarterback. With somebody who's so mobile, who's running the ball so much, you know, you kind of worry that he's going to go down and get some injuries and he's going to be a Cam Newton to where Cam can be Superman, or he's going to, you know, just be an injured, crippled on the sideline, which Saints fans love. We'd love to see that. But, I love Lamar Jackson. Andrews as a tight end is awesome. I'm very down with anybody on the Baltimore offense right now.
So what about their running back situation? Like, it's kind of muddy to me. Like, I know it's J.K. Dobbins, you know, might play. He's ranked number 24 at running back. But are you sensing the committee here with running back?
I think it kind of depends on how he does. Because he can be that guy. He could be that number one back in Baltimore and lead them. You know, you kind of have to wait and see what he's going to do. But I would give him the ball until something happens. If it ain't working, figure it out then. But I just think that offense is too potent. Especially if that's going to be their guy, I would run with it. I'd go with Dobbins all day.
Okay. All right. The Jets side of the ball, Zach Wilson, the MILF hunter. He's out until at least week four, man. Tim, what are you seeing with these Jets? Is Flacco going to keep this quarterback situation afloat until Wilson comes back?
Well, I mean, you don't have to keep much afloat when it comes to the Jets' passing game. You know, they didn't have much of a passing game. So, you know, I do think Flacco is going to be able to come in and do roughly what Wilson could do. I think Wilson's top end as a career is going to be better than Flacco's. But right now, you know, they're probably comparable quarterbacks, and Flacco might be a little bit more safer with the ball. So I am looking for the upside on Elijah Moore, though, here. The guy's just got a lot of talent. And looking at the rundown between Breece Hall and Michael Carter, see who wins out on this, you know.
Yeah, man. I'm sensing another timeshare here with this situation. Both of them are like highly drafted running backs.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it ends up being Breece Hall, man. I think it probably will be in the long run. But you know, Michael Carter's still there. He's always going to be, you know, chipping away.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to pick 'em. And Baltimore is a 7-point favorite, and they're playing at New York. Kyle. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Tim first. Tim, who are you picking in this one?
Oh man, I'm going to go the spread with the Jets, though. You know, plus 7 always looks nice. And this is going to be a tight game.
Okay. All right, Kyle, who you got?
No, I'm seeing it the other way. I feel like this one's not really going to be that close. I do like Flacco though. I think he's a pretty established guy, so I'll give him that. They might put up a fight in the beginning, but I think Baltimore's too deep.
Yeah, I'm taking Baltimore as well, minus the 7. And let's move to Jacksonville at Washington. Travis Etienne, James Robinson, it's another committee kind of situation coming off here, but they're both coming off of Achilles injuries. And Christian Kirk just broke the bank at wide receiver. during free agency. Tim, do you see Jacksonville picking this thing up on offense?
I hope so. Trevor Lawrence, I'm hoping that he almost said Trevor Siemian, by the way. Trevor Lawrence, dude, I hope he actually picks some stuff up. You know, I hope he gets over the whole cliff of Urban Meyer being in the NFL and comes out and makes something of that number one pick. You know, Etienne's supposed to be kind of hot coming out, and James Robinson being down. Christian Kirk, he's a good wide receiver. He's really good, but we're gonna see if he can cross that line out of being really good into being something great. And
can you be a number one guy?
You know, Dale, for many years I pushed this Marvin Jones thing on you, man, when he was on the Lions, dude.
Here we go. You're still selling Marvin Jones. Good Lord.
I passed him up on years ago. You know, I traded him away years ago, but I'm still going to remind Dale every time I can.
Right. Yeah. Marvin Jones. Tim is that guy, like I said, your used car salesman, and he's coming to sell you guys, and he's going to talk him up, you know, a few weeks ahead of time before he tries to actually trade with you, right?
He's true. He's got me on that. That's true.
So you was talking up Marvin Jones, man.
I might slip in some random stats in the group chat, you know, a couple of times, and some people pick up interest, and then all of a sudden, like, I get some trade offers, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens. All right. Washington side of the ball. Antonio Gibson is pretty much gifted the running back run role in this team.
because
you know, the whole thing with Brian Robinson is nuts, man. And then Terry McLaurin, he's been held back a lot by his quarterback play. So can Wentz handle his business out there in Washington, Kyle?
Yeah, scary Terry, as they say. he's a dog, man.
He's
put up some points, and he was doing it with guys that I don't even remember their names, you know. Wentz is pretty solid. I don't see Washington being a good team, but I see them somehow, like, you know, having the points and the production there. You know, being in the NFC East, and there's not a whole lot of great teams in the NFC East right now, but I think Wentz might be the guy to get Scary Terry some big numbers this year. So, and I do want to throw out Washington defense. Streaming defenses, that might be an option, to be honest. I'm kind of looking at them with Chase Young running the show. I just feel like they're a good streaming option this year.
Yeah, they're actually projecting Jacksonville to score about 20 points. You could be right on that one, man. So that's good to pick them. Washington is a 3-point favorite. They're playing at home. Kyle, who you got on this one?
Let's go Jaguars on the road. Let's go 4 points so they cover. I mean, they're the underdogs. So, yeah, I'm taking the Jags. I just feel like it's one of those games, week one. You know, all the teams are still kind of figuring it out. So, they can come out and win. I'm taking Trevor Lawrence and company.
Okay. Tim, who you got?
I'm just thinking that I don't want to have to make a pick in this game right here. We got the Jaguars and the Commanders. I'm just gonna go with the home team only because they got +3, and I'm just gonna go with the home team on that scenario. To be honest with you, you know, they're both almost pretty close to even, and I'm going with Washington -3.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and pick Jacksonville because with these sad teams, I just think it's time for them to make a statement. And week one is the break time to do it. So I think they're going to bounce back. Let's go to Kansas City at Arizona. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes, always going to be in the top tier of the rankings. He's ranked number 3 for quarterbacks. Now, do we see a lot of production coming from Patrick Mahomes early on, or will this take a while to kind of gel together with all his new receivers? Tim.
Oh, yeah, man. I think there's going to be a hiccup here for sure. You know, Andy Reid is known for having a much better offense. I'm assuming that, you know, when you have a better offense, it's a more difficult offense to learn. You know, Juju's brand new. Marcus Valdes-Scantling's brand new. Mecole Hardman's been there, but he's the number three option, where he's been the number four and five option in the past. So, you know, there's going to be, in my opinion, some hiccup on the pass side of the ball. But it's still Patrick Mahomes over there throwing that ball. And he's going to find a way, man. I think he's going to find a way.
Do you like Clyde Edwards-Helaire this week at running back? He's ranked number 28. And I just know it's like a make-or-break kind of year for him. I mean, do you like him in your starting lineup this week, Tim?
Well, you know, that's kind of a, you know, he's, for me, he's kind of a question mark, because I think, what was it, last year they brought in a guy for third downs, and they got Jerick McKinnon this year too. So, you know, I've heard some pretty good things about Jerick McKinnon and some okay things about Clyde. And so, you know, I'm kind of interested to see what does happen. Maybe McKinnon's in for the third downs and Clyde's there for the first and second down, but we'll see.
Okay. All right, the Arizona side, Kyler Murray is going to be without DeAndre Hopkins. So he has Marquise Brown, who comes in ranked number 23. He's coming off his best NFL season, going for over 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. Kyle, what you seeing from Arizona?
Yeah, people kind of forget that James Conner was a huge, huge player last year. He kind of carried a few of my teams last year. And I went ahead and I got him again. I still feel like he's just I like Kyler Murray. I like their offense. You know, Kingsbury, he's a good coach. So that whole offensive scheme, maybe not as good as Kyle Shanahan and San Fran, but, you know, they like to mix it up and run things because they have the young athletic guys to do it. I feel like this week, definitely against that Chiefs defense, starting Connor. If you got Hollywood Brown, go ahead, start him. If you're lucky enough to get Kyler, you know, I would roll with them against that Chiefs defense. And especially after they get Hopkins, you know, 6-7 weeks from now, they're going to be pretty good. So I like Arizona's offense a whole lot.
Okay. Let's get to pick 'em. Kansas City is a 4.5-point favorite on the road. Tim, who you got?
Oh, man. Kansas City's 4.5 on the road against Arizona. This is – I'm going to have to go Kansas City, man. I'm pretty sure me and Kyle are probably going to agree on this. But he might be on the other side. We'll see.
Kyle, you got?
You know what? You went last pick you had, Washington, because they were the home team. You thought they were kind of even teams. Could go either way, but you went the home team, which is exactly what I'm going to do this time. I'm going to take Arizona. They might actually win the game. You know, it's going to be real tight. Might even come out with a win. So definitely Arizona with the points is what I'm thinking.
I like it.
Yeah, give me the home dog. I want the points. Yeah. I just think this game is going to be a score fest back and forward. And I want those points. Hey, we're sending a big shout out to our new partners over at Sports Talk with Friends. We're going to be teaming up with them to bring you some different personalities and points of view. This season is going to be a lot of fun, so go over to their Facebook group, check them out, Sports Talk with Friends. Let's go to Green Bay at Minnesota, divisional game, and Aaron Rodgers ranked QB 13 here. Tim, this is your team. I will give you the floor, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Man, dude, what question marks do we have here? Holy crap, man. This is a divisional rivalry, you know, Minnesota. I think we hit every other team in our division, to be honest with you. But the Vikings are up there after the whole Brett Favre breakup. You know, we broke up with Brett Favre and they got together, you know.
That's right.
And so I always like beating them a little extra nowadays. Well, who's going to be our number one wide receiver? That's been the question all year. Is it going to be Lazard? Is it going to be Sammy Watson, Watkins? Is it going to be the rookie, Watson? That question mark is still up in the air, even for me. So,
yeah. Well, Lazard is questionable coming into this game, right? You really think he's going to play?
Well, I mean, he might. He might. We'll see what happens.
All right. Let's go over to the Minnesota side of things. Dalvin Cook, always a beast at running back. But they also got Justin Jefferson out there. Kyle, what you seeing in this game?
Oh, yeah. Vikings offense, they got some playmakers. Definitely when you have Adam Thielen as your number two wideout, you know you can, you know, they're going to run routes. They're going to be open. And Cousins last year was, I think I brought it up earlier when we were talking about Cousins versus Mac Jones. Cousins had 33 touchdowns to 7 interceptions, which is just a stupid stat line. And yeah, people are, yeah, they were not giving him the credit he deserved to go with a ton of yards. And, yeah, a lot of them definitely went to Justin Jefferson. But I do like Cook. And with Madison being the back, the second back on that in that backfield, I do like that little combo to where, you know, you pound it with Dalvin Cook. But then this guy Madison, they had a report that came out that said at least 12 teams hit up the Vikings asking about him. So it's like people are recognizing he's a solid number two back. So I'm definitely taking Vikings offense until they prove me wrong. I think they're going to be rolling.
I like it. Okay, get to pick them. Green Bay is a 1.5-point favorite at Minnesota. Tim, who you got?
Green Bay. Green Bay, is that a question?
Oh, no.
That should not be a question. All right. Green Bay by 13.
Ooh, okay.
We'll see what happens.
All right, Kyle, who you got?
So, yeah, Green Bay is favored. But sorry, Tim, I got the Vikings 3-point game. It's week one, man. A lot of weird stuff happens. So I'm going to take Minnesota by field goal, yeah.
Yeah, last year, Justin Jefferson had over 100 yards receiving against them, and I'm going to go with Minnesota again.
Oh.
Give me those points. They're playing at home. That's the way I think it's going to go, bro. So, New York Giants at Tennessee. Derrick Henry back after his injury last year. Kyle, what are we hoping to see from Tennessee?
Oh, man. Not too much. I feel like last year they were a pretty damn good team. But this year, not so much. They didn't really make a whole lot of moves. There's not a whole lot of stuff going on that I'm liking, that I'm seeing. But again, his name is King Henry. Like, come on now. He's just a beast. He's a beast of all beasts. Let's just be honest, you know. If he was going to go to the Saints, I'd, you know, drop a lung. I'm not seeing a whole lot out of Tennessee that I like. Tannehill's always kind of been a pretty reliable guy, but I'm seeing kind of a down year for them.
Ooh, okay. Down year. Let's go over to the New York Giants side of things. Saquon Barkley also coming off of an injury. Tim, that's your guy.
Yeah.
You always have him in fantasy.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
All right. So Saquon Barkley, looking for this comeback. All right. We need this, Saquon, because you know what? I got to trade you. We got to trade him away this year. All right. So he's coming back off this ACL tear. And, you know, I'm needing him to do something. And so we're going to see what happens. And this is also a make or break year for Daniel Jones, man, because they're starting to get more and more weapons around him. And eventually they're going to go, maybe we need a new option at quarterback, you know, if he doesn't start shaping up.
Right. With all of the talent they have at receiver, like, yeah, it's the excuses are going out the window now, man.
Yeah.
It's time to produce now, baby. All right. Tennessee is a 6-point favorite. Kyle, who you got here?
Man, 6 points is kind of a lot for...
They're playing at home.
Yeah, two teams that aren't, you know, all that different. Give me Tennessee, and they'll win by 7, so they'll cover.
Ah. All right, Tim, what you got?
I've got Tennessee minus 6. I think they're going to cover the spread, man, just because they're at home. You know, they can control the pace of the game. You know, the Giants are weak sauce, it seems like, so I'm going to Titans.
I guess I'm just going to back all the terrible teams from last year because I'm picking the Giants and the points.
Oh, yeah.
So, Justin Herbert had a great year last year and is the quarterback for one of the teams with the highest projected point total of the weekend. It's a strong matchup. What do we expect to see from the Chargers passing game?
Oh, man. It's crazy because Eckler, you know, he's just a small little he came into the league as a just a pass catcher out of the backfield, and now he's just a household name. Now he's their guy. He's their number one, which is crazy to see. Definitely has to do it with Justin Herbert, you know, taking over that team. But with Mike Williams and Keenan Allen, who I love Keenan Allen, man, too many weapons. That offense is just potent right now. Obviously, they got to get some offensive line help like everyone else. But if they can, you know, give him some time with those weapons, I always like me some Chargers offense, man.
Who's the top receiver in L.A.?
Definitely. I'm taking Keenan Allen still. You see the routes he runs and just how crisp he is. He's just, you know, he's getting up there. I get that. But he's also, you know, pretty smart as far as the way he plays the game. And I love Keenan Allen. I always try to get him, you know, many teams as I can. But, yeah, definitely that offense right now is just looking like it's about to roll through, you know, the whole AFC West at least.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Derek Carr has the best receiving core of his entire career.
Yeah.
Tim, what are we going to see from Vegas? And don't forget, Marvin's probably going to be listening to this.
Oh, I was just about to say that, man. I was like, you're making me have to say bad things about people's teams I like. I like them people. You know, that's some of my people. But Derek Carr is pretty good. He does have a great team around him right now. And, I mean, Devontae Adams says he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, you know? It's going to be a shootout, and it's going to be a very tight game. And Carr can throw that ball. He's pretty accurate, and he's pretty consistent with it as well. It's the run game, you know? That might end up being their weakness, you know, in the long run. I think Josh Jacobs, he's got a lot to prove this year. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option as a rookie, and that means a lot, honestly. They drafted Zamir White kind of high. I think was that a third-round pick? Not quite sure.
Third, fourth round, something like that.
Fourth round. I'm looking at it. It's fourth round, and so I mean, you know, that's a middle of the road guy. But nonetheless, I think Josh Jacobs is about to be out, and they plan on getting another dude next year for running back. So, Josh Jacobs, you know, not looking great.
But why? He's always had like 1,200 yards, and like 7 touchdowns in like his first 3 seasons. Like, what is it that they want in a running back here? Like,
yeah, I'm not quite sure, you know. But they see something that we're not seeing, you know. And if they, you know, if he's doing his job and what they think that they want out of the running back position, then they would have picked up his fifth year option already, which they had to, and they decided not to. So that means they're probably going to let him float to free agency. And they think that whatever they get in the draft or in free agency could be cheaper than what he's going to want, you know? So.
Yeah, good point. Okay.
I think, honestly, he's just got too many kids. And they just don't want to keep him on the team. He's got, like 9 kids with.
Really?
Like 5.
Yeah. He's got like 9 kids with like 8 different mamas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, guess how many free tickets you got to hand out?
Oh, goodness. Listen,
that child support even gets the Raiders. Good point, Kyle.
Yo, that child support might be a factor. My goodness.
Kyle's got a new one on the way. Well, so, you know, he don't know how much some babies cost just yet, you know? You know, them diapers get you, man.
I'm catching up, man. I only got 8 more after this one.
yeah. You'll be eight more. Then you'll be quit from that Michelob Ultra you're drinking right now over to like some of the Beast, Milwaukee's best. Mm-hmm. You know, got to afford them diapers, bro. I'm serious.
Yeah.
God help.
Childcare, nursery, whatever, man. Oh. Goodness,
man! The first baby shower, yo, he's got something, you know, like I want all this fancy stuff for my kid, you know, like items, you know. And then like the second baby shower, you're like, give me diapers.
Yep.
All right, let's get to pick 'em. And the Chargers are 3.5-point favorite. They're playing at home. Tim, who you got on this one?
Oh, dude. I'm going to go with Marvin's team because he's my boy. You know, I talked about the Twins last night. Man, I got to keep it up with the Marvin. And I'm going the Raiders 3.5, plus 3.5.
All right. Kyle, what you got?
I'm glad it's only 3.5 because I do think it might be real tight. But I'm going to go with the home team with the points, man. Chargers at home.
I am rolling with you, Kyle. They're playing at home. Give me those. Oh, I'm sorry. Not playing at home. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me go back here.
He's going to edit that out.
I did pick the Chargers. I did pick the Chargers. Yes. Okay. I picked the Chargers.
We started talking about diapers and Dale's having flashbacks. You know, he's like, oh, man.
That's right. You start talking about diapers and stuff like that. I'm all over the place right now, all right? Tampa Bay at Dallas. Tom Brady, old as hell. He lost his offensive line. Kyle, he's going to die, right?
Man, those are some great points. I love hearing that. I honestly wish you could say it over and over and over again. Only person I really, really like on Tampa Bay is Fournette. Just kind of as a check down back. Mike Evans, I hate. Pretty good wideout. You know, he's pretty consistent. But being a Saints fan, I'd really rather have anybody else, to be honest. I really don't see Tampa being as good as they were last year. You know, we'll see. You know, Tom's probably still got something left in the tank, or else, you know, he'd be on a beach somewhere with Giselle. But I'm not buying into the third year with Tampa hype. I think it's kind of time for a decline. But I definitely still not like Fournette on it.
I was reading today that supposedly him and his wife are sleeping in separate houses right now. I think he wants to be playing football until he just like croaks, and she's trying to push him to quit. You know, I think he's coming between them, man. That's how dedicated this dude is to football, man. So,
some drama going on in the Brady household. All right, let's go to the Dallas side of things. I just saw something earlier that said Dak Prescott has like an ankle injury. He was kind of gimpy in practice. He was limited, but there's a quote from him saying he's going to be fine. Don't worry about this. Now, Tim, you know, we know a whole bunch of Dallas Cowboy fans. So have fun with this one.
I thought he left his ankles on the field, man. Last time I looked, you know, he didn't even have an ankle.
It was gone.
You know,
terrible.
That was terrible. That was ugly. Yeah. Watching that injury was ugly, dude. And, you know, he came back from it, you know, and he's got this ankle, and part of his game is mobility. So, we're going to see what happens. And his offensive line has kind of been suspect this year. I think he's got a couple of, what was that? His left tackle was injured. Was that right?
Yeah.
His left tackle.
Right.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And,
he's going to come back like in December or something like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're Tampa Bay and that defense that they got, that front line there, you're looking to eat up some Dak Prescott. So, I do like CeeDee Lamb. You know, I like Michael Gallup as well. You know, they just gave Gallup some money. And Tolbert's been kind of showing out in preseason. And Zeke, you know, my eyeballs when I'm watching football as Tim Dennis, not some super football expert, is thinking that Zeke's kind of on the decline, man. But some other experts are saying that Zeke was just behind a bad offensive line, which is going to be the same case this year as it was last year.
So. Right. Yeah, I'm starting to think Tony Pollard is going to see more snaps just to catch the ball out the backfield and stuff like that, man. Like, they're not going to just keep banging this thing into a brick wall there on the offensive line.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's get to pick 'em. Tampa Bay is a 1.5-point favorite at Dallas. Tim, who you got here?
Oh, man, who do I got right here? Look, I'm going to go with Chris, man, my boy Chris. I'm going to go with the Dallas. You know, I got to go with Chris and Andrea. I'm just going with all my friends except for Dale, you know. And so I'm going to go with all my fantasy football buddies on most of their teams this week, it seems like. So I got Dallas at plus 1.5.
All right, Kyle.
Yeah, this one too easy for me. Just one time. How about them Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. Not too easy. I think at home they win maybe by a touchdown. I think that Dallas is going to be the better team for sure. Just my opinion.
Okay.
Dale, are we going to make it a trifecta?
I have my
Yeah, let's go. 3 for 3.
3 for 3, baby.
Well, I have my doubts. My doubts about Dallas. Don't get me wrong. I think they will win their division games for the most part, and these other little sad teams that they have on the schedule. I don't think Tampa Bay is going to be one of them. Give me Tampa. They'll cover the points. Sorry, y'all. I hope I'm wrong. Hey, how about that? I hope I'm wrong. Last game of the week, we got Denver at Seattle. Now, Russell Wilson, this is the Russell Wilson revenge game, even though, you know, he wanted to get traded there, right? So, but still, it's a Russell Wilson revenge game. A lot of hype with Courtland Sutton and his connection with Wilson. Kyle, do you think this is going to be a real thing or is this media hype?
I mean, him and between Sutton and Judy, damn good wideouts.
Right.
You don't know yet. Russell Wilson has been a baller for a long, long time. You know, taking teams to Super Bowl, just slinging it. Got that deep ball ability for sure.
Who catches that moon ball?
I don't know. I think I like Judy better than Sutton. Okay. It's kind of a coin flip at this point. I don't know exactly which one's going to be the number one. So I'm just kind of guessing at this point. But Williams out of the backfield, not a bad option running the ball.
Right.
Definitely not sold on Denver yet, especially playing in a tough division. I just I'm not all the way sold on Russ and the Broncos country. Let's ride and all that hype. But no, I'm not into it. I'm not buying it yet.
Man, that's like the toughest division in football, right?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's crazy. All right, Tim, what you got on Seattle here?
Oh, man. You know, Rashad Penny, big question mark here on the running back position for Seattle as a whole. You know, Kenneth Walker's now got an ankle injury, is that right? And and Penny with the question mark coming back or not, you know. And I feel like sometimes Pete Carroll just loves his dude. And he's going to come out here and talk about his dude that he loves. And I think he was talking about Penny last, but Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf are still good wide receivers, man. And Geno's not a terrible quarterback; he's a good quarterback. And so, you know, it's still questionable for me though. The defense isn't the whole what's that the 12th man that they used to have back in the day, and so it's a totally different team. And I think there's a chance Pete Carroll's moving out, man.
Yeah. All right, let's get to pick 'em. And Denver is a 6.5-point road favorite. I don't care because they're going to win this game, and I'm taking Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, who you got?
Oh. Man, I mean, I got to go Denver, dude. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, too. You know, Russell Wilson, you know, he has the better team coming in. He's a better quarterback coming in, and, you know, he is away, and he's at home, and they're probably going to cheer him on in the stands when he walks in there still. But, yeah, I'm going to go Denver 6.
Plus, oh, you think so? No.
Oh, you don't think that?
I don't think fans are going to cheer him at all.
You going to do that? You want to do beer bet on that?
Man. I'm thinking.
Sure.
I'm thinking they're going to cheer him on, that big old ring that he won them. I think it's probably, yeah. you win a ring, it's probably going to still be in the back of their mind. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would cheer for him.
Okay.
I would.
They're gonna be cheering him on. They're gonna cheer him on, thinking about that second ring that he almost got them. Except for Pete Carroll called for a pass play.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We don't need to talk about that. Damn Patriots. So yeah, I'm thinking 6.5 might be a little too much. I thought Denver would win the game. I'm just thinking if we're going 6.5, give me Seattle to make it a close game.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, that'll wrap it up this week. We have picked all the games. Of course, we're going to be back next week. We'll give you more picks, more people to start or sit in your fantasy teams. And, of course, it's week one in our BS and Beer League, and there's going to be some smack talk going on because somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose, and we're going to have opinions about that. So,
yep. Y'all come back and see us. Week one, so.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Y'all come back and see us next week.
Dude,
we're getting it started off tonight, Tim. We got it started. I got Matt Stafford. I got Stephon Diggs. They both going tonight. And just to flex on you, I put Cam Akers as my flex. So let's go. I got three guys rolling tonight, man. We're going to get this party started.
I like it. I like all it, right, man. I sure hope I win this week, man. I'd hate to come out week one losing like a bad guy. You know what I'm saying?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bs@icloud.com.